Hello, and a very blessed Good Friday to all, both those sheltering in place and those serving as essential workers. Once again, as with Palm Sunday, people will not be able to gather for this special holy day. I had planned to hear a performance of Bach's St. John Passion at Vancouver's Orpheum Theatre, but my CDs will have to suffice. Liturgical churches and monasteries have been reviewing the story of Christ's Passion this week. On Tuesday, they heard the account from Matthew. On Wednesday, they read the account from Mark. Yesterday was Luke's version. And today, Good Friday, the cycle concludes with the story from St. John. A Benedictine scholar in France once told me he loved Holy Week, because all of the Latin chants were longer and more elaborate. But another brother quietly added, "On Easter, we get better wine." We will commemorate this final Friday of Lent by listening to three rather different hymns, each of which is in the Mennonite worship book. The texts for these are included in this morning's email. And if you would like me to send these emails with the day's texts, just let me know, kreider@interchange.ubc.ca. Our first hymn is the setting of the poem Beneath the Cross of Jesus. The poet, Cecilia Cleffany, who lived from 1830 to 69, was born with physical frailties. Even so, she found ways to devote her brief life of 39 years to serving the poor in Scotland. When she could no longer work, she wrote a number of devotional poems, eight of which were published posthumously by the Scottish Presbyterian magazine, Family Treasury. The editor's introduction was perhaps a bit over the top. It went, "These lines express the experiences, the hope and longings of a young Christian lately released. Written on the very edge of this life, with a better land fully in view in faith, they seem to us footsteps printed on the sands of time, where those sands touch the ocean of eternity." This Good Friday hymn has now appeared in 441 hymnals. We will hear verses 1, 4, and 5 as sung by the Oasis Chorale directed by Wendell Nicely.
Within the wilderness of rest.
next song for Good Friday shifts gears, but gently. The American spiritual, Every Time I Think About Jesus, number 249 in our Mennonite worship book, this has a gentle, rocking melody. Its repetitions invite meditation. We will hear the word Calvary repeated time and again, with a sense of awe. This is one of the few songs that uses the same melody for verse and refrain. We hear this sung, first verse only, by the Robert Shaw Chorale. I seem to recall this being an early 10-inch mono, but I'm not sure, an LP, possibly from the late 1940s, early 50s. RCA did not record Shaw in stereo until 56. Our parents owned this old vinyl record, and I'm sure I wore it out. Every time I think about Jesus, every time I think about Jesus, every time I think about Jesus, surely thy Our final Good Friday hymn is entitled, How Shallow Former Shadows Seem, number 251. These words were written some 30 years ago by Carl P. Daw, Jr., an Episcopal priest, former English prof at William & Mary, and former teacher of hymnology at Boston University's School of Theology. I like what he once wrote about the use of hymns in church generally. Too often, hymns seem to be relegated to utilitarian ends, such as getting everyone quiet, supplying traveling music for the movement of clergy, choir, or other participants in worship, providing an interlude between scripture readings, occupying the congregation during the collection of the offering, and, most of all, engaging people on the feeling level as a relief from the ideas in the readings and the sermons. Carl Daw has contributed many hymn texts to recent hymnals. Ours includes number 21, Like the Murmur of the Dove's Song, number 61, Let All Creation Bless the Lord, and the Advent song number 181, My Soul Proclaims with Wonder. Today's hymn is recorded by the Park Street Church, Boston, which averages about 2,000 per Sunday. That would be about 40 times the size of ours on a good day. The church is known for its involvement with local social issues in Boston, crisis pregnancy centers, and immigrants. Their members come from 60 countries. I feel a kinship here. About the hymn, Daw tells us that the imagery in verse 1 draws on Matthew's account, which tells of the earthquakes, darkness, a rending of the veil of the temple from top to bottom, generally the very undoing of creation, or, as the end of verse 1 puts it, nature's motions fail. Being a former English prof, the second verse, end of line 2, quotes Shakespeare's Othello, Act 3, Scene 3, line 92. Chaos is come again. The verse describes how everything is suddenly wrong. As for verse 3, after all the horrors of this day and the day's ironies, Daw concludes, with awe we glimpse its true import and dare to call it good, which itself is ironic.